I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. The Georgia Parole Board has denied clemency for a prisoner scheduled to be executed tonight for the killing of an off-duty prison guard more than two decades ago. GPB's Sophia Salaby reports.
Marion Wilson Jr. was convicted of murder in the 1996 slaying of off-duty corrections officer Donovan Corey Parks. Prosecutors say Wilson and another man, Robert Earl Butts Jr., killed Parks and stole his car after asking him for a ride at a Walmart. Wilson's lawyers claim a prosecutor asked jurors to sentence Wilson to death because he was the trigger man. Wilson denies that. They say the same prosecutor then asked a separate jury to sentence Butts to death because he fired the gun. Butts was executed in March of last year. The parole board is the only authority in Georgia that can commute a death sentence. For GPB News, I'm Sophia Salaby in Atlanta.
Georgia's judicial watchdog has filed charges against a judge accused of being chronically absent and late and trying to cover it up. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reports the Judicial Qualifications Commission investigative panel filed the charges Wednesday against Atlanta Municipal Court Judge Tarani Gundy, accusing her of misconduct, including failing to provide required hearings that resulted in defendants being unlawfully incarcerated. It says Gundy failed to show up for work on time for years and disabled a courthouse recording system to conceal the tardiness. It says she also repeatedly lied to the commission during its investigation. The case is headed to a hearing panel. The Atlanta Children's Memorial Task Force met for the first time last night to decide how best to honor the lives of at least 29 children killed between 1979 and 1981, known as the Atlanta Child Murders. Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms formed the group last month. Atlanta radio host Frank Ski, who chairs the task force, told reporters his group will work to create a fitting tribute.
These people were here. They remember the pain. They lived through it. You want somebody to understand the loss by understanding the innocence of the children that were taken.
Besides the tribute, the city has also reopened the controversial investigation into the child murders. Wayne Williams, who has long been suspected by police, was only ever convicted of murdering two adults. The Georgia Department of Driver Services is unveiling newly redesigned driver's licenses and ID cards. According to the Augusta Chronicle, the licenses are a technological upgrade from the last changes made in 2010. The new cards will feature black and white photos behind a green backdrop to help enhance facial features and be made out of a stronger material. Current licenses will remain valid until their expiration date, with renewals and new licenses costing $32 for 8 years. Well, next Tuesday, former Georgia Democratic gubernatorial nominee Stacey Abrams is set to testify before a congressional subcommittee on civil rights about the effect of a 2013 Supreme Court opinion that gutted portions of the Voting Rights Act. The Shelby County v. Holder ruling removed a requirement that jurisdictions with a history of voting discrimination seek approval from the federal government before changing the way they conduct elections. During her unsuccessful 2018 bid for governor, Abrams accused her opponent, Republican Brian Kemp, of suppressing minority votes as Georgia's chief elections officer. And in sports, the Atlanta Hawks will select the newest members of their team tonight in the 2019 NBA draft. Atlanta has the 8th and 10th selections in the first round, as well as three other picks in the second round. The team is holding a free watch party at State Farm Arena starting at 7 p.m. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.